Melbourne v Carlton, point three. It's just a massive game Thursday night. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm starting to feel about Carlton how I've felt about Melbourne in recent years, and that is, are they too easy to plan for? So I think Carlton have a big-bodied midfield, and then they have star forwards who you just know the ball's going to just be kicked to on the head and bombed to.
Yep.
And I just think I'd be interested in leaving Pitnett back out again, having De Koning ruck against Max Gawn, bring Kerno out higher, send Mackay back to the square a bit deeper, throw something at them that they haven't seen or aren't expecting. I just feel like it's a bit too predictable at Carlton, and they've lost, what have they lost, Sam, now three of the last four.
I think they're predictable as well, and you know how critical I've been of Carlton the last few years, but I've got a feel for them because I think they're missing quite a few players who could fill roles for them. So, for instance, and I know everyone's got injuries, right? So it's not an excuse. But if Jack Silvani and Jack Martin were both available for selection, either or both of those guys change the mix. Because Silvani, all of a sudden, it's like, okay, we've got another 190-plus guy who's pretty good below his knees that we've got to find a matchup for. And Martin's that you know, elusive half-forward that can push up further into the stoppage. I think they're really suffering from injury.
Absolutely. Oh, there's no doubt they are. Like,
but I know what you're saying. Try something different.
Like McGovern will probably be back this
week.
Sard and Doherty would be amazing off halfback. So I'm just dealing with what they've got.
Yep.
And I just know what Lever and May and McDonald now are going to do if the ball is just... I'm going to show some vision tonight of... It's clear,
unclassified
of Sam Walsh and Patrick Cripps, their two best midfielders, where there's options for them. But they don't even have any thought for lowering the eyes and bringing other players into the game. And it's got to a point where...
They just surge forward.
They just kick it long.
Yep.
And players have stopped leading. But they don't even... They think to themselves, well, I'm not going to get the ball. So there's situations where the higher forwards could press up and make a lead, but they've stopped leading because they probably think, I'm not going to be used anyway. So that's... Yeah, Carlton, I think, have to look at that if they're to beat Melbourne this week.